Hello again, my friend. In our last episode, we left the soft hush of Tethys, that cool quiet at the heart of all waters. But today we look up, and everything is blazing. Come, sit beside me, but bring a shade for your eyes. I want to tell you about someone whose gaze was older than the sun, someone who watched the sky before there were stars to fill it. His name is Hyperion. Now, you've probably heard of his children, the golden charioted Helios, who drives the sun. Selene, the moon's pale glow. Eos, the pink-fingered dawn. They streak across myths like fire across parchment. But Hyperion? He was the one who lit the first torch. He didn't shine to be seen, he shone to understand. The light he bore wasn't decoration, it was perception, revelation, truth. The other titans carved mountains or tamed seas. But Hyperion climbed higher. He pierced the sky with vision and called it order. So tell me, what happens when you see everything? And no one sees you. Hyperion did not invent the sun, but he was the first to imagine what light could do. Most gods work with their hands or hurl their powers like stones. Hyperion worked with the act of seeing, and not just watching, but understanding through light. He's called the Titan of Heavenly Light, which sounds poetic, I know, but for him, it wasn't poetry. It was math, precision, pattern. He looked at the sky when it was still just sky and said, "This could turn." And so it did. He set the great wheel in motion, not time exactly, but the idea of time. The arc of sun to moon to dawn. He didn't blaze like Helios or sing like Apollo. He didn't fall in love with mortals or throw fire from mountaintops. Hyperion simply watched. He carried light the way Atlas carried the sky, with dignity, weight, and a kind of solemn beauty. He was the first to show that light wasn't just brightness. It was knowledge. And knowledge, as every god knows, is dangerous, because once something is illuminated, it cannot be unknown. And yet, Hyperion didn't flinch. He watched the gods rise. He watched them fall. He saw his own end long before it came, but still he turned the wheel. Every morning, every night, every shimmering boundary between. The sky was silent until Hyperion looked up. He was born from Gaia and Uranus, like so many titans. But while his brothers raged and wrestled for control of earth or sea or storm, Hyperion looked elsewhere. I remember the first time I sensed him, not as a god, but as a presence, a quiet gravity at the edge of everything. He walked the early world not like someone who owned it, but someone searching for something just beyond it. Then came Theia, his sister, his equal, his flame. She didn't just reflect light, she valued it. When she looked at him, she didn't just see brightness, she saw meaning. Together, they became more than titans. They became parents to three of the most radiant forces the world would ever know. Helios, the sun, Selene, the moon, Eos, the dawn. Each child was born not in pain or thunder, but in awe. Hyperion named them not to possess them, but to place them perfectly in the sky, like notes in a cosmic song. But then came the war. Zeus and the Olympians rose against the titans, as I've told you before. Most fought with fury. Hyperion fought with certainty. He knew he would lose, but he also knew the sun would rise the next day, and the next, because even if he fell, his light would not. When he was finally cast down, it wasn't into darkness, it was into silence. He disappeared from the stories and let his children carry the flame. Some call that defeat, but I think it was legacy. Today's episode is sponsored by the Hyperion Observatory. You know, not everyone wants to be seen, but everyone, even the gods, wants to see more clearly. So if you've ever wished your mortal eyes could catch a glimpse of the divine order behind the chaos, you're in luck. Introducing the Hyperion Observatory, the only celestial learning center endorsed by titans, trusted by prophets, and technically still banned by Zeus for being a little too insightful. At Hyperion Observatory, you'll learn to chart constellations that haven't been named yet, decode lunar omens without weeping into your fig wine, and finally figure out why the stars seem to be judging you, because they are. Courses are taught by expert luminaries, including Eos herself, if she shows up on time, and guest appearances from disembodied voices that may or may not be your own divine intuition. Perfect for stargazers, future oracles, and that one friend who insists on reading the vibes before every journey. The Hyperion Observatory, because seeing the truth might hurt, but missing it? That's much worse. Now enrolling. Mortals welcome. Vision required. You know what's funny? People talk about Helios like he invented the sun. They forget who set the path before him. Mortals don't really remember Hyperion. They worship his children, paint them in gold and silver, name ships and satellites and shades of makeup after them. But him? Too serious, they say. Too distant, too quiet. The other gods call him solemn. Some even make jokes. Apollo, ever the showman, once said Hyperion had all the brightness and none of the fun. But that's Apollo talking. He craves applause. Hyperion craved alignment. He wasn't playful. He wasn't tender. But he was fair. He watched without judging, saw without interfering. You didn't ask for Hyperion's help. You asked for his gaze, because if he saw you, you existed. I once heard Hera say she never felt more nervous than when Hyperion turned his face toward her after she crowned herself Queen of Olympus. It was like being seen from the inside, she whispered, and he didn't blink. Even Zeus hesitated, because Hyperion's light didn't flatter, it revealed. What did he see in the gods? In us? Potential. Pattern. Repetition. The things we do again and again without realizing. And when you shine a light on those things, well, you can't hide in myth anymore. It's strange being seen. Sometimes it feels like love, sometimes it feels like burning. Hyperion's power was vision, yes, but not the mortal kind, not glancing or guessing. He saw in whole truths, and that, my dear, is more terrifying than any monster in the underworld. Have you ever looked into a mirror too long? Long enough that your face becomes unfamiliar? That's the kind of seeing Hyperion brought. He didn't need to speak. His light did the work. And yet, for all his clarity, he disappeared. He left no temples, no prophecies, just orbits. Paths, predictable beauty. His children inherited his brightness, but not his quiet. And I wonder, did he want to fade, or did we just stop looking? I think we all carry a little Hyperion inside us, that need to understand, to watch without blinking, to know even if it hurts. Because truth has its own light, doesn't it? And truth, like Hyperion, doesn't need a crown. If Hyperion is the eye, Theia is the lens. Next time I want to show you someone who didn't just bear light, she made it shine. Theia, consort to Hyperion, mother of radiance, goddess of precious sight. While he observed the stars, she understood their worth. She taught mortals to treasure gleam and glint, not just in jewels, but in each other. She knew how to make light feel like love. We'll walk her story soon, through golden gleam, through silver lines in the sky. For now, look around. Everything you see, she once blessed. Hyperion saw everything, even the things the gods tried to hide. He never flinched, never blinked. And now, when you look up at the sky and something inside you steadies, that's him. The wheel still turns, and he is still watching. Much love. I am Harmonia. Oh, before you go, one more thing. Traveler, if you enjoyed our time together in the halls of Olympus, there's a gift you can give in return. Just a little thing. Leave a 5-star rating and share this podcast with a friend or whisper it to the wind. The gods love a good rumor. And if you're curious about the mortal world, its twists, its triumphs, its tangled histories, come find me in my other podcast, History's Arrow. There, we follow the path of humanity, one story at a time. Until next time, walk wisely, speak kindly, and never underestimate the power of a good story. Your friend, Harmonia. This podcast sails out to you from Red Buoy Media, LLC. The stories we share are licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike 4.0 International. That means you can pass them along, remix them, and even argue with them. Just give us credit, don't try to sell them, and share responsibly. Thanks for listening, friend. Until our next adventure.